Max Henson of Panthers.com here with new quarterbacks coach for the Carolina Panthers, Scott Turner. And Scott, first of all, welcome back to Carolina. I know it's been a little while, but you were here in 2011, 2012. I imagine it's good to be back for you.
Yeah, thanks. I'm really excited to be back. Really love, love the team, love the organization. Working for Coach Rivera again is really going to be great, and in the community as well. My wife and I, we really enjoyed our time living here for 2 years, and now we're coming back. We got two kids, so it'll be a little different, but we're really excited, just about being here and, being part of the community.
And tell me a little bit about what your coaching journey has been like since you were last here in 11 and 12 as a quality control coach and to kind of where you are now in your career.
Well, it, this league is tough, and there's a lot of, moves and, sometimes for good reasons, sometimes others, but I went with Coach Chudzinski, who was here, before, and he got the job as a Brown, so went with him to be the receiver coach there. Spent a year coaching, the receivers at the Cleveland Browns, and then from there went to Minnesota Vikings and was there, was the quarterback coach for three seasons. We drafted Teddy Bridgewater in the first round with 32nd pick. So going into that draft, trying to kind of identify a quarterback, being a part of that process was a great experience. And then being able to coach a guy, and it was my first time being a quarterback coach in the league, and obviously his first time playing quarterback in the NFL. So being able to work with a guy and kind of groom him, for the position was really good. It was a great experience for me. Obviously, after 2 years, he had the injury, which was, devastating. And, he's fought back, and, he's going to be great coming back from that. But at the time, it was really hard, and we signed Sam Bradford. It was a very big challenge signing a guy eight days before the first game, and he was a backup that game. And then it was 15 days before he actually started. But it really helped me a lot as a coach just to, hey, what's the most efficient way to teach somebody, what we need them to do? And it worked well because Sam did play well. Played at a very high level. That part of it was a really rewarding experience. And then this past season, I was an offensive analyst at the University of Michigan and got to work for a guy like, Coach Harbaugh, which really just learned a lot about from him just as far as leadership and, toughness and, demanding, a lot from the team. And then also it was an offensive system that I was totally unfamiliar with. So just learned a totally new system and, pick up some things that, you like or, whatever. And just that you're going to use in your coaching career going forward. So, and then just to be a part of such a great program as Michigan was a unique experience, but I wouldn't change any of it. I've learned a ton, in the past few years and my different journey. Now I'd like to be here for a long time. I think, sure. My wife's getting sick of moving, but it's been good, but we're really, really excited to be a part of this organization.
Yeah, so we've talked about your past and coaching. Let's talk about your present. I mean, right now you step into a role where everybody knows Cam Newton is who you're going to be working with. What changes have you seen in his game from when you were first here in those first 2 years of his NFL career to where he is now as a seasoned veteran?
Well, he's still the dynamic playmaker that I remember. I mean, I remember his first game against Arizona and throwing for 400 and whatever yards and just, being like, wow, look at the talent level that this guy has. After coming off of the lockout where he didn't even have an offseason, he just had training camp, and now all of a sudden he's starting, starting in the NFL, and just what he has now, what he's done, I think, is really refined his game, becoming a pro, and he's going to play his way. I mean, he's going to run. That's what makes him the dynamic player he is. But making the throws in the pocket, going through reads. I mean, all those things you just see, and it's just from experience. I mean, he's played so many games. He's played seven seasons. He's been pretty durable. So he's played a lot of football, and just that experience level, is what you see and how you see it change his game.
I mean, everybody can see his strengths. They're pretty obvious when you watch him. For you, though, and in your role, what kind of improvements do you think you can help him with at this point?
That's stuff, that I'll sit down. I mean, I've looked at and I'm in the process of putting a plan together, and that's something that I'll more, specifically sit down and kind of discuss, with Cam, just getting him to be the best version of himself, he can be, because he doesn't need changing. He don't need changing at all. It's just get him to be, the best version of Cam Newton.
One of the things Cam has always talked about in these last few years is his completion percentage and wanting to get that up a little bit, and just the kind of accuracy on kind of those short and intermediate routes.
Right.
And North Turner, obviously the new offensive coordinator here, has talked about that as well as part of just kind of the next step for him in his maturation process. And you kind of in tune with that as far as where he can kind of grow in certain areas?
Yeah, absolutely. And there's a lot of things that go into that. You know, your eyes, your feet, and then just ultimately like the decision making, you know. And I figure, you know, if you get those, you know, those three things, as far as just what you're saying with the completion percentage stuff, a lot of times, you know, instead of trying to make the high degree difficulty throw, you know, you can get the ball down to a back or tight end and then that's a completion. But, you know, it also sometimes it'll take a hit off of him and, you know, do those things. But, yeah, that's something that we always try to work towards is, you know, when the ball's completed, you know, you're gaining yards.
We mentioned his name, of course. Couldn't conclude this without talking a little bit about North Turner, who obviously is your dad. You guys have worked together before.
Yeah.
But I just have to ask, what is that dynamic like, and how special is that to you to have that opportunity?
It's great, you know. You know, it's obviously the father-son part of it. But, you know, when we're in here, it's the, you know, it's just, you know, he's the offensive coordinator. I'm working for him as a quarterback coach. And, you know, he asked my opinion on things. And, you know, I'll give him what I think, you know. And just because I'm, you know, his son doesn't mean we don't always agree. And, you know, we'll go back and forth. But we've been doing this, you know, we did it for 3.5 years, you know, together. 1 year as a receiver coach in Cleveland. But, you know, I started here in the Panthers, you know, when that we weren't working together. And then we worked together. It was something I always wanted to do. Had this past year where we didn't work together. And I'm excited to get back together. I mean, he's been sitting around kind of chomping at the bit. I mean, I would talk to him, you know, on Saturdays and Sundays, and he'd be in the exact same chair every day, and my mom would be, oh, we're watching games again, you know, and he's watching all the college games, all the NFL games. So I kind of knew that he wasn't going to be it for him, you know. So I'm excited for him, you know, that he's doing what he loves and he's back coaching it. As a son, you know, I am. And then I'm excited, you know, for myself on a personal level to work with him. But professionally, I think that, I think he's the best at what he does, and I'm excited to learn from him and help him and go win some games.
Awesome. Well, Scott, thank you so much for the time. Best of luck to you.
Well, thank you. Appreciate it.